A hospital trauma ward is filled with unexpected emergencies. Doctors there see patients with sudden and severe injuries like those in a car crash, and they often have to make life-changing decisions on a moment's notice. Vanderbilt trauma surgeon Tim Nunez explains how he and others deal with stress. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series, Movers and Thinkers.
Tim Nunez's world is filled with death and destruction. That part is not fun.
It can be emotionally draining, especially, you know, a busy night where maybe you're talking with a third family of someone who's not going to survive. It wears you out.
That feeling makes sense to me. But in general, Tim seems so relaxed about his job. I know that he's probably used to dealing with crises, but still, I would expect him to be a little more, I don't know, stressed out about it.
So when you're in these, like, really high-intensity situations, I guess I think, like, in my own job, I get a little bit of comfort in knowing that even if I don't get a story done that I need to get done, at least no one's going to die. That's what, but you can't say that to yourself. Do you feel that pressure?
Yes, no question there is stress. The way I deal with it is with humor. It would be very off-putting to, you know, somebody who doesn't know you that, you know, I can be in a room 1 minute talking with a family, giving devastating news, and then you'll see me 2 minutes later with my team and we'll be joking about something. If you look at that just from afar, you're like, what a cold, callous person. How could he? They're going to die. And my answer to that is, if I didn't do stuff like that, you'd find me in the corner sucking my thumb because I'd be crazy.
And besides, it's not all bad things that he deals with. He also gets to save a lot of lives. That, he says, never gets old. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear a longer conversation with Tim Nunez and two other crisis responders on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Find it on your favorite podcasting app or go to podcasts.wpln.org.